Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will continue to rejoice and be glad in it. For the Lord is good. Lord is wonderful. Lord is kind. God is so awesome, and we are thankful to God. This is it, y'all. Day 40. 40 days of fasting and prayer. It started on Ash Wednesday all the way to Holy Week, Palm Sunday. We got through Good Friday, and here we are on Preparation Saturday. God is so good. 40 days of fasting and prayer. I want to thank all of you all for joining me on the journey together. And I hope and pray that God has blessed you spiritually and enlightened you in so many amazing ways. God is truly worthy to be praised. And so today is day 40, and we are grateful to God for how God has brought us together and allowed us to be blessed. It has been my honor to come to you each morning, Monday through Saturday, with a word of encouragement and a brief word of prayer to encourage your lives. And I hope and pray you all have taken something from it. It has been my joy to do it. Amen. All right, so we're going to go right here to this last word prior to Resurrection Sunday. I want to go to Luke's Gospel, chapter 23. And I want to read in your hearing verses 54 through 56. Luke's Gospel, chapter 23, verses 54 through 56. Here's what happens on this holy Saturday. Bible says it was preparation day. The Sabbath was about to begin. The women who had come with Jesus from Galilee followed Joseph and saw the tomb and how his body was laid in it. Then they went home and prepared spices and perfumes, but they rested on the Sabbath in obedience to the commandment. Word of God for the people of God, thanks be to God. For just a few minutes, I want to talk about on our way to a brand new day. Hallelujah. On our way to a brand new day. Beloved, on this holy Saturday, this day between old death and new life, in the meantime, God is preparing us for a brand new day. And so Christians all over the world are being taught by Jesus's example. And in the meantime and in between time, we must be prepared and ready. We've got to have bated breath and great expectation for what the Lord is about to do. We have to be ready for a brand new day. We are on our way to a brand new day. And it's all because of the sacrifice of the Savior. That without the death of Christ and without what is to come on Sunday, the beloved, all of this would be for naught. But how many know we're on our way to a brand new day? We're not at the brand new day yet. But we're on our way to a brand new day. So the relevant question this morning is, how do we prepare as we're on our way to a brand new day? How are we to get ready for what's to come? There are three things, beloved, in this text that I believe we can help us immensely in preparing for this brand new day. Number one, beloved, you got to prepare for the day. You got to prepare for the day. Look at verse 55. Verse 55 said, the women who had come with Jesus from Galilee followed Joseph and saw the tomb and how his body was laid in it. Bottom line is, beloved, you got to prepare for the day. These women not only were seeking out Jesus in the place of his burial, but the Bible says that all of them gathered together. And they wanted to know where he was being laid. Preparing for the day means you've got to know the route. You've got to get your map out. You've got to prepare for the road that is ahead. And what these women show us is we're not going to guess where Jesus is. We're going to stake out where they have laid it. We're going to follow along. And so, beloved, it's important if we're going to prepare for the day that we have to make sure that we are seekers of the Lord. The Bible says that they saw the place where he was laid, and they were together, and they followed them. They want to make sure, without a shadow of a doubt, in preparation for the brand new day that was to come, that they knew where Jesus was being laid. And it's important, beloved, that if you're on your way to a brand new day, prepare for that day. Go on and act like God is about to do it. Go on and act like the road ahead is already paved for success. Go on and act like God has ordered your steps in the Lord. Go on and act like the steps of a good man or woman are ordered by the Lord, that he delights in the way of the Lord that follow it. You've got to go on and prepare for a brand new day. So there's preparation for the brand new day. But there's more here. Second thing I want to show you is not only must there be preparation for the brand new day, but there must also be determination for a brand new day. Determination for a brand new day. Look at verse 56, the A clause. Bible says that then they went home and prepared spices and perfume. Stop right there. They mapped out the route. They know where the body is laid. But then they went home. When they went home, they did not act like people who were just giving up. They did not act like people who were going home to just do nothing. They went home and started getting busy. They went home and started working their strategy. The Bible says they went home, prepared spices and perfumes. Now, they were preparing to meet a dead Jesus. Guess what, y'all? When you are determined to Jesus, when you are determined to do something right in the sight of God, when you are determined, you go home and you prepare. See, when you're doing something for Jesus, it's never too late to start preparing for what's coming. It's never too late to get home and regroup and get your resolve together in preparation to return. You've got to stay determined for your brand new day. And I don't know who I'm talking to on this line on this last day of our fast and prayer together, but I need somebody to understand you've got to remain determined. There's determination for a brand new day. So not only is it important preparation for the road ahead, but there must be determination, meaning when I go home, I'm holding on and regrouping with my resolve that the Lord is going to do it. And I'm not just going to sit idly by. I'm going to be determined to do what's necessary in order to meet the Savior. So you got to make sure you're determined. So there must be preparation for the brand new day. Hallelujah. There has to be determination for the brand new day. But I think some of y'all know where I'm going next. Third and final thing I want to give you is, while we're on our way to a brand new day, there must be expectation of a brand new day. Expectation of a brand new day. Look at the B clause of verse 56. Bible says, but they rested on the Sabbath in obedience to the commandment. They rested on the Sabbath. Well, Pastor Jones, how can they have expectation when they rest? When they rest. Listen, when you rest on the Sabbath, when you've done all you know to do, when you have went home and kept your resolve and you made preparations for what is about to dawn on the brand new day, when you've done all you know to do, how many know that you can rest, reflect on what Jesus is about to do? You can rest and reflect. In fact, that's what God wanted me to share with you this morning. The part of our expectation of a brand new day is sometimes you just need to go home and rest. Rest in expectation. Rest knowing you've done all you know how to do. Rest and be reassured that something is going to be on the horizon for a brand new day. Thank God, the brand new day. We're on our way to a brand new day. So you can go home and rest. Mm-hmm. You can rest and reflect and remember that there's some things that I've been reassured of. And that's why I hold on to the promise of God. Now I would be derelict in my duty if I went ahead and just talked about what the new day is going to bring. That's tomorrow. Amen. Come see me tomorrow to talk about that. But I'm just talking about on our way. And you have to have preparation for the brand new day. There must be determination for the brand new day. And then you've got to have expectation for your brand new day. Go on and rest, knowing that God is going to help us see some things. Some things are going to blow our mind that we've never thought before, because God is bringing us to a brand new day. We're on our way to a brand new day. Hallelujah. Let's pray, beloved. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come this morning grateful on this day, on this holy Saturday, Lord God, where we are waiting with bated breath for what the brand new day will bring. We're not sitting idly by, Lord God, but we've got a map rooted, Lord God, already, the root already laid out. We're preparing, Lord Jesus, to come to the place on tomorrow with great expectation. We're preparing, Lord God, to worship you and give you glory and honor and praise. We're preparing, Lord God, to give you adoration. Then, Lord God, we have the determination that as we go home, Lord Jesus, we're not just sitting idly by. But, Lord God, we're doing the things that are necessary so that when the day dawns on tomorrow, we'll be prepared to meet the day. So, Lord God, we're holding on to our resolve. We're doing everything we know to do. We are, Lord God, regrouping and holding on to our resolve and making ready all the things, Lord God, in order to come meet you. But then, Lord God, with expectation, there's one level of expectation that we may have. Like the women had one level of expectation of meeting a dead Jesus. But, Lord, we thank you that our expectations can be shifted, that our expectations for a brand new day can shift and change, that when we've done everything we know to do, God, you can take it to another level. You can bless us in another way. You can bless us to see some things that we never would have seen before. So, Lord, thank you that we're on our way to a brand new day. Somebody needs to understand and know, Lord God, that a brand new day is just around the corner. A brand new day is on the horizon. And God, we give you glory and we thank you that we're on our way to a brand new day. Bless us on this holy Saturday, this preparation day, that we would be prepared, Lord God, to give you the best glory, honor, and praise on tomorrow. Lord, we love you, we adore you, we bless you and honor you, and we thank you, God, for these 40 days. We thank you, Lord God, for the commitment and the time. We thank you, Lord God, that someone's spiritual life has been enhanced. We thank you, God, that the journey we've just taken and the journey we're finishing up, Lord God, will prove, Lord God, to be so beneficial and such a tremendous blessing, Lord God, that our spiritual eyes will be open as we prepare for a brand new day. There's going to be a brand new us in this brand new day. Lord, we love you, we adore you, and we honor you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And thank God. God bless you. Have a smile upon you. Listen, if you prayed that prayer with me, I believe that God is going to work some things out in your life. And listen, for all of you who took the fast and prayer as serious as possible, you did the level best you could in this time of prayer and fasting, I am decreeing and declaring that God's going to do something tremendous in your life that you're getting ready to see in this brand new season and in this brand new day. You're on your way to a brand new day. God bless you. Heaven smile upon you. Listen, I'm going to take a little break, y'all. Amen. I'm going to take a little break. And then we'll be back with our Friday prayer calls. But I thank and praise God for you. The fast does not officially end. Listen, until midnight tonight. So no snacking too early. Amen. Midnight tonight is when the fast officially ends. So y'all be blessed. God bless you. And I look forward to seeing you on Resurrection Sunday. Amen.